With the noise of the machinery and the glow of molten metal, the Vermont Castings Randolph Foundry is a scene from the heyday of the industrial age. The company started making wood stoves in the 1970s. Since then, it's added barbecue grills and kitchen products. But it's also been bought and sold several times, most recently last August, when the company's Kentucky-based management team purchased it from a private equity firm. After the purchase, the new owners decided to close a plant in Mexico and return to the U.S. work that had been outsourced there and to China. Company CEO Ricardo Leon says the decision to repatriate the jobs resulted in 40 additional positions in Vermont. Leon says the decision makes sense in spite of lower labor costs in Mexico and China.
You have to take into account supply chain, freight costs. You have to take into account cost of quality. And, you know, when you're not there every day, you don't have the same control over it. So we took into account a very holistic approach to what we manufacture.
Leon says from a marketing standpoint, the company is betting that customers will also respond to the decision.
If they're faced with a decision between yes and no of buying a product, and one of the items on the list is, hey, you know, this happens to be made in America versus somewhere overseas, that it will sway the scale that way. And so we believe in that, and that's the bet that I made.
Leon says Vermont Castings has also added 10 jobs at its Randolph foundry as a result of increased demand for its products. The company currently has 200 employees in Vermont and 400 in Kentucky. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.